Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
You can call us or text us here in the studio. 617-931-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend, especially with the maybe long 3-day weekend for you if you have off for Veterans Day. Again, shout out to all of my fellow veterans out there. Thank you for your service. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text. How about you, Kennedy? What are you getting into this weekend?
Well, I have a lot of things planned, whether I do them all or not. Remains to be seen. Mr. X is going to come in town late tonight. And so we're going to go maybe to the zoo.
Which zoo?
Franklin Park, probably. And then maybe I booked a hike with goats.
Okay.
So I'm trying to do stuff.
So it's like Tom Brady, Paul Pierce.
Yeah. I'm just trying to do some
stuff.
That'd
be an expensive hike to book.
That's outside. Well, I can still go outside and just try and cheer my brain up and do good things because I start radiation as soon as we get back. So,
right.
So how many goats are on the hike? And like,
I don't know the answer to that question. I just know they're little baby goats. So that's all I know.
Do you do like yoga with them at the top of the mountain?
No, no yoga.
Is it expensive?
Just a hike.
To go hiking with goats?
It was like $40 a person.
That's not bad at all.
Seems
relatively inexpensive.
Yeah. So I'm very excited.
What's it called?
It's in Georgetown. Mass.
Let's go backpacking.
They don't have their name on it on this thing here, but in any event, I'm very excited about it.
Give me that one.
So. Tammy's from Peabody. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Carson.
It's a big one for Tammy Kennedy.
Let me hear it.
I'm turning 50 this weekend.
Woohoo!
Let's go.
It's a good year, baby. It's a great year.
This
one's hitting me hard.
Don't let it.
You start getting the AARP stuff in the mail yet?
About 6 months ago.
Yep, that happened to me. I was like, not today, Satan.
Don't shake off a discount. What's wrong with you?
Right. You're too good for savings.
I lived every one of these years. Thank you very much. I'll take what you give me. And I'm still standing.
My first goal for the weekend was to get in on the what are you getting into this weekend on
yes!
Mix 104.1 because I listen to you guys every single day.
You did it.
Check that off your list.
Check it off, so, baby.
Happy 50 to Tammy. I got on. I'm so excited.
Nice job.
Well, congratulations, babe.
Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
Carson, I work in the veterans office at City Hall in Peabody, and
you.
We love Carson.
Oh,
we love Carson. Thank you for your service.
Well, we love you, Tammy. Thank you. Thank you for helping out the veterans as well.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's awesome. The people that work in the veterans offices,
special people.
Yeah, because a lot of them never served before. They just love the work and being around, you know, the men and women who have served. Kelly's from Uxbridge, and she's heading out of town to visit her daughter at college. Where does she go to school?
Arizona State University.
Weather out there is going to be terrible.
Yeah, that's a nice place to get out of town to.
You know, I was saying that my daughter's actually complaining because it's only been like in the 70s and like low 80s.
When you move
she
out there,
the 90s,
you get real thin skin.
Tough life. It's only 80.
Funny thing is, she's born and raised in Massachusetts, but hates the cold. She loves to ski, but hates the cold. Has never really liked to play in the snow since she was a little kid. Loves the 80s and 90s and like the 100s. Loves it. Is
this the first time you've been out there?
No, this will be like the third time I've been out there. When we moved her out there in August, we landed at 11:30 at night. It was 106 degrees.
Oof.
When we were moving her in, literally, if you stood still, my flip-flops stuck to the top.
It was
ridiculous. I had like these cheap flip-flops, and they were literally sticking to the sidewalk.
Wild.
It was so hot.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so excited. I'm bringing my bathing suit. And she's like, Mom, it's going to be too cold to go swimming. I'm like, it's going to be 78 on Sunday.
Grab her by the shoulders and go, it's dark at 4:50 p.m. in New England. Shut up.
You can always tell the New Englanders in a warm weather location, too, bringing out their bathing suits when it's 72 and they think it's winter. That's great.
Well, I had to pack another suitcase with her sweaters from home because she's freezing.
That's great. Have a great time out there. Yeah, no real plans for Veterans Day. I just imagine my family's going to be pampering me all weekend long, with showering me with gifts and cooking me meals and just doing. I won't have to lift a finger this weekend. Is what it'll be like for me on Veterans Day.
So Veterans Day is Father's Day equivalent? is what you're telling me.
I mean, that's not bad.
May the odds be ever in your favor, buddy.
It's good to set low expectations.
Yeah, if you're in Springfield over the weekend and you want to stop by UMass Amherst Kennedy, there's the final lacrosse tournament of the fall season.
I told you where I was going to be. It's not there.
I know, but I feel like it's in that general direction.
Do you want to be the cute baby goats or screaming 13-year-old kids?
Yep.
And what's great is the first game is at 10 a.m., Kennedy. You know how long the drive is to Springfield?
2 hours. Two and a half hours.
All right. And then you got to get the child up and out of the house and then, food in them. And then the second you get in the car, they go back to sleep. And they sleep for 2 hours while you stare at Route 2 doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. So, happy Veterans Day.
Hey, you had the kid.
Yep.
617-931-1234. You can call or text.
Where's
now.
Where's the lie?
617-931-1234. We want to know what you are getting into over the weekend. We'll do more of that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.